Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
If you haven't tried Super Beet Soft Chews, you're missing out. Not only do they taste great, but Super Beet Soft Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beet Chews is clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than as a healthy lifestyle alone. Now you can take just 2 delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you want. And if you love Super Beet Chews, you'll love their all-new, delicious vitamin D3 chews. Vitamin D3 has been in the news a lot for its ability to support immune health. And Humin's all-new vitamin D3 chews provide high-potency vitamin D3 for a convenient and delicious way to support your immune health year-round. Now, you can get a free bag of vitamin D3 chews and a free bag of Super Beets chews when you buy 2 bags of Super Beets chews at danasbeets.com. That's danasbeets.com. danasbeets.com.
What campaign strategy seems to be to call Biden a criminal? Why is that?
He is a criminal. He's a criminal. He got caught. Read his laptop. And you know who's a criminal? You're a criminal for not reporting it. You are a criminal for not reporting it. Let me tell you something. Joe Biden is a criminal, and he's been a criminal for a long time. And you're a criminal in the media for not reporting it. Good luck, everybody. Have a good time.
Yeah, I'm not even going to pretend to be mad about that. I really am not. I'm just not. Where's the lie? I'm not going to pretend to be angry about it. I don't. Where do you go when you are already one of the biggest cynics on the planet? Where do you go from there? What is the step to after being the biggest, one of the biggest cynics ever? And you don't think that you can go any further into cynicism? Where do you go from that? I mean, for real, I'm genuinely curious. Welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com. We have a lot to discuss. Thursday is going to be ridiculous. So we're just going to gear up we're kind of like being calm right now because it's going to be ridiculous on Thursday. That's when we have the debate. Mm-hmm. And then Friday is going to be a little nuts because it's post-debate. Thursday's the debate. It's also the confirmation vote. So a lot of stuff happening, very important things, as well as this ongoing situation with Hunter Biden. I was really, I don't know, I was sassy. I refused to allow myself to get on Twitter until after I thought I was less sassy, because I woke up and I was just sassy. I woke up in a sassy mood. And I always force myself to not get on social media for an hour after I wake up. Because that's just like the worst thing that you can do. I mean, and it takes everything I have. And sometimes I'm literally looking at my watch. Yeah. Because, you know, it's like hard. And so I get on. And the first thing that I saw, and it was Tiffany Trump's name trending. And I'll get to that. And then the second thing I saw was all of this disinformation. But it's disinformation, though. You guys... It's disinformation. I mean, that's what it is. Don't you know? I mean, just over and over again. And that's what a lot of these verified journalists have been tweeting. So I got a little sassy this morning. And I don't even feel bad about it because I'm right. All the same people who tweeted that bunk Lanny Davis scoop, tweeted it like mad. All the same people some of them probably the same damn journalists who were paid by Democrats. Don't think that I'm not, first off, don't even come at me with the whole that's not true, because there are literal receipts. Okay? I'm trying to like invoke a little bit of the Vince Vaughn like spirit here. There are literal receipts, baby. Literal receipts. Actual receipts. That's what there are. And there are, and they were released. NBC reported on this when it happened. They ended up being released during this ongoing investigation, but the names were redacted. Because there were some people, y'all, some journalists, y'all, who were paid to put out these stories that the Democrats and Fusion GPS were pushing. Remember, they used those stories as evidence when they went before the FISA court to say, hey, we need to get a wiretap. We need to get a spy warrant. We got a wiretap. We got a spy on Carter Page. He's shady. He's shady dude. And then when they realized, oh my goodness, this is a CIA asset. Carter Page actually isn't a real foreign agent. He's literally a CIA asset. Then they decided to actually literally edit the emails hiding that. So all these stories that all these journalists were paid, they were paid by Fusion GPS, who got their money from where? Oh, that's right, the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. This isn't partisan. This is called facts, and it's backed up by receipts. And all these same journalists were out there tweeting these stories, retweeting these stories, pitching them to cable news, doing all of this stuff. And these exact same people have the audacity to say that this story is somehow is like Republican disinformation. John Ratcliffe, DNI, Director of National Intelligence, says, but it's not, though. He says it's neither Russian collusion. It's not something that's made up by the Republican Party. But he says, absolutely, Audio Soundbite 7, it is not any kind of Russian disinformation. Listen.
Apparently, Chairman Schiff wants anything against his preferred political candidate to be deemed as not real and is using the intelligence community or attempting to use the intelligence community to say there's nothing to see here. Don't drag the intelligence community into this. Hunter Biden's laptop is not part of some Russian disinformation campaign, and I think it's clear that the American people know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is not. And even a Biden spokesperson, ladies and gentlemen, even a Biden spokesperson said that, I don't really think that any of this is actually, like, they haven't denied it. I mean, one of his surrogates said, what's this woman's name? I can't remember. I don't know who the hell this chick is. She's a black turtleneck, long necklace kind of girl. It's like a whole subset of human, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Sidebar on this. You know what I mean? Like the long black turtleneck, and then I'm going to wear Mrs. Roper's necklaces, right? That's the whole thing. Or they try to do this Coco Chanel thing, where they wear the Coco Chanel necklaces, or I forget what that brand is, because it's old lady-ish, so I don't remember it. So, and with the long turtlenecks, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, yeah. Those chicks are usually full of it.
Can anyone say that these emails are inauthentic? And so far, I haven't heard anybody say that.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't think anybody's saying okay, they
so,
are
so,
inauthentic.
Jenna, let me ask you about...
She's talking to Leland Vittert there. Whoa. Well, then. Oh, her name's Jenna. Of course it is.
Everybody's saying it's inauthentic.
Yeah, everyone but Biden is saying it's inauthentic. Hell, he can't even lie well.
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute. Everyone said, yeah, they're fake. What they all said. No, you already admitted it, man. Everyone is saying that they're authentic, including Biden's surrogates. They're saying that they're authentic. They haven't denied it. Look, knowing Democrats, right, these are people who... they love lawyers. They love litigation. You think Trump likes litigation? Democrats live and breathe it. They wake up every day morning like, who am I gonna sue today? They already have I'm calling it the Great Lawyer War of 2020. They already have an army of lawyers standing at the ready to litigate if they think that Joe Biden lost. They're ready to rock. They love this. Do you honestly think for 1 second that the New York Post isn't exempt? They're a publisher, not a platform. This is the difference in understanding what 230 does and doesn't. Do you honestly think that if the New York Post ran something so false, so easily disproven, you're honestly telling me that Democrats wouldn't litigate this, especially when they are trying to make Joe Biden look as vulnerable as possible right now? That is their whole play. They want to make Biden look like a helpless, senile pawpaw. That's their play, I'm telling you. It's not that they don't care about the optic of Kamala looking as though she's going to take over, waiting in the wings. They don't care about that. They are so hell-bent on winning, they don't mind making their number one look absolutely incompetent. Because that is the only offense against Donald Trump. You cannot out-smart-ass Donald Trump. And Joe's a giant jackwagon. Even he knows this. So he's the helpless pawpaw. Now you're telling me that Democrats, full well knowing that they could exploit this if it was false and make him even look more vulnerable, that they wouldn't have sued Six Ways to Sunday over this? I mean, at the very least, deny it. Hell, they can't deny it. The only thing they can bitch about is the timing. Okay, that's not our fault that your crackhead son did this. Oh my gosh, and I have to tell you this. My favorite thing right now. I love it almost as much as I love candy corn in October. My favorite thing right now are all of these Marxists that are like, wait a minute, why are you being so mean to Hunter? But why? Why are you being so mean to Hunter? So he smoked some crack. And? I mean, who among us? Me, like all of us in this room and probably the majority of everyone listening. I don't know. I'm going to leave some exceptions. I don't know.
Crack. It's
But that's not the point, though. That's not the point. The point is that, of course, he left his laptop at a repair shop. Of course, he apparently left a bunch of very compromising things on this laptop. Crackheads are not known for their high levels of responsibility. Right?
Say it ain't so.
Would you leave your pet with Hunter Biden? No. No. He would probably try to smoke it. Somehow. Nobody would. My point is this, is that this 50-year-old crackhead, everyone's like, don't be so hard on him. He's the one, it's not us who did anything. This was the guy who was completely fine, him and his dad, to go around and peddle his dad's influence for millions upon millions of dollars. Now, you don't get to come in the 11th hour once you've been caught and then act like, wait a minute, you can't criticize me because suddenly I'm going to hold up my addiction as a weakness when previously I reveled in it. And for grace to happen, and I know that because I wrote a book on it, for grace to take place, you kind of have to admit wrongdoing. That's kind of a thing. That's not my rule. That's the Lord's. So don't get mad at me. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got to be like, oh, I messed up here. This was wrong. Okay, this is not like this is not a lopsided situation here, okay? You can't sit here and demand that people just immediately forego this kind of stuff and live and let live, but yet you admit there's no accountability on your end. So no one is surprised that a 50-plus-year-old crackhead got his dad's campaign in trouble because he was too busy taking selfies in the bathtub and living it up like a party boy. Nobody's surprised. This is not anybody's fault, but the Bidens' fault. And for him to make himself and his family look like, oh, we're just so put upon, you are literally made of swamp. 47 years. We have a lot on this because the same people that are slamming The same people that are saying, how dare you go after Hunter Biden, are the ones slamming. They are dragging Tiffany Trump today. Dragging her because of a speech she made at a Trump gay event. or gay Trump event. Trump gay event, LGB, whatever. How does, I don't even know. It's an event. There's a rainbow flag. There's an event there. She had an event. She walked up. She was talking to other gay Republicans who want the government to stay out of their lives. And they're dragging her. Dragging her. Making fun of her, everything. But yet, you know, Hunter Biden is so put upon. She's literally, she's like not even 25. But yet he's 50 plus. Get over it. We got a lot to touch on, including I've got some polling I'm going to break out for you. And we're going to get real about a couple things. The polls are tightening, but I have one thing. I have one little wrench I'm going to throw in there for you to consider. I've got that. Democrats, I thought they cared about coronavirus relief. Schumer wants to leave. We got a million things to touch on. If you haven't tried Super Beet Soft Chews, you're missing out. Not only do they taste great, but Super Beet Soft Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beet Chews is clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than as a healthy lifestyle alone. Now you can take just 2 delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you want. And if you love Super Beet Chews, you'll love their all-new, delicious vitamin D3 chews. Vitamin D3 has been in the news a lot for its ability to support immune health. And Humin's all-new vitamin D3 chews provide high-potency vitamin D3 for a convenient and delicious way to support your immune health year-round. Now, you can get a free bag of vitamin D3 chews and a free bag of Super Beets chews when you buy 2 bags of Super Beets chews at danasbeets.com. That's danasbeets.com. danasbeets.com.
Catch the latest Dana podcasts, videos, and blog posts at the all-new danaradio.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
I just happened to look at, literally just came past, flying past my eyes, their monitoring of infectious diseases, coronavirus in Argentina, and they say that it's a front runner in a race nobody wants to win. Their per capita fatality rates remained in the lower tiers for a while, but they've steadily climbed to levels higher than anywhere else in the world. Belgium earlier reached the highest peak. This is a country that had very, very harsh lockdowns, by the way. They did the whole thing, and it's still very, very, very high infection rates and fatality rates also. Just, you know, and obviously there's other things that go into that. Some ballot fraud taking place in Kentucky, proving that ballot fraud exists. Yeah, it does exist. There's another story about somebody setting fire on California to a box of ballots. They've been putting them out there on the street because, you know, nothing says election integrity like just a random box out on the street that you can shove votes in. WKYT-TV in Louisville, a United States Postal Service worker was not only fired, but now they face federal charges because they disposed of over 100 absentee ballots on Thursday. A spokesman for the U.S. Postal Service says that they're no longer employed, thankfully. They said that there was 112 ballots and 2 political ads. They were returned to USPS. They're going to be delivered to customers Thursday. They said that it's not an isolated story as well. There were 400,000 ballots in California alone that were sent to people who either moved or are no longer living. In Pennsylvania, they even did an experiment, Red State reports, as to what would happen with mail-in voting. And they found the integrity process was so compromised that thousands would find their votes misplaced. Some serious stuff, very serious stuff. The U.S., the United States government, is suing Google in a landmark antitrust case. This is one of those stories that we've been watching along with the discussion of Section 230. The Hill reports that they're charging them with illegally maintaining a search monopoly. This is from the DOJ. It's a battle. It's probably going to take years for this, by the way. But it's a year-long investigation into concentrations of economic power in the online economy. And so they say that Google has entered into exclusionary contracts with phone makers to preload its search engines onto devices using the Android operating system. A lot of crazy stuff. Stick with us. A lot more in store.
Hi, I'm Sarah Carter, host of the Sarah Carter Podcast. Everywhere you look these days, we're seeing an aggressive effort to destroy what made America great, tearing down our history, attacking our freedoms, and canceling any person who dares to cross the progressive speech police. We cannot stand by and let this happen. It's time for the silent majority to become the unsilent majority. Join me on the Sarah Carter Podcast. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A higher caliber of talk. Get Dana on demand through iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think the whole thing is crazy. This commission, I had problems with them 4 years ago where they stifled out my mic during my conversation with Crooked Hillary. And, you know, they muted my mic. They did a whole thing. They did this to me already. They modulated it at the time. And they actually had to write me a letter of apology. And they did it on purpose. Look, these people are not good people, this commission. A lot of funny things go on with them. And frankly, Kristen Welker, who I know, and, you know, I just went through Savannah Guthrie. I knew what I was getting into, and it worked out fine. But she was out of line. She was totally out of line.
Yeah, that's the president discussing the debate that's going to be happening on Thursday. I think we're going to do another thing over at, like, the newsletter. It's just so much easier to keep track of than Facebook. By the way, you can subscribe to that newsletter at danalash.com. Up at the top where it should say newsletter, but it says subscribe. You can remedy that. And really quickly, you can find me do the movie trailer.
In a world where common sense isn't so common.
I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
Where being offended is somehow more valuable than nuance or facts.
Should this year get any
There is a source for intelligent, educational, and entertaining content designed to save mankind.
Yes.
And it's available for free online. Find all things Dana at danalash.com, at Dana Lash on Parler, at DLash on Twitter and Instagram. Stream The Dana Show live on Facebook at Official Dana Lash, simulcast on YouTube at Dana Lash, and live via The First, Channel 244 on Pluto TV.
This may be the best thing you've ever done.
Yes, a movie trailer. It was epic.
Yeah, I think this might be the best thing you've ever done. If I had a little tiny gold person on a little podium statue thing, I would give it to you.
Nice.
This is very nicely done. Thank you, Kane. That's very nice.
Thank you.
See, let me clapping. Look at that. All right. So, the debate on Thursday. I have no idea what to expect. I do think that Biden's going to try to, again, be the soft, helpless pawpaw. Trump has got to be more disciplined. He cannot go off half-cocked. He can't. He's got to, and I hope he does. I really do hope that he does bring up the Hunter Biden stuff. You know what gets me, too? I get so aggravated because the Commission on Presidential Debates, they were trying to defend their decision to just jettison all foreign policy questions. And they said that, well, the debate isn't actually a foreign policy debate. The debate, the final debate of the presidential cycle, has historically been a foreign policy debate. It has always been that way. And so this idea somehow that it's weird to suggest that it was, but it always has been, is the thing. So they did change it. They did change it so they could protect Joe Biden so he wouldn't get any questions about it. And Trump has every right to be just livid over that. And he should. Anybody else would be. Funny thing is, the debate moderator is just as compromised as that Scully dude, Kristen Welker. She is the moderator for this. She's with NBC News. She's been a White House correspondent for a number of years. Big time Democrat. Her family are all big time Democrats, too. And in 2012, she and her family, they actually celebrated Christmas at the White House with the Obama family. So they're not on the right, you could say. I do not begrudge. Here's the thing. I don't begrudge people in media of their political predispositions. But because people in the media have proven to be unworthy at distributing information that has not been tainted by said political predispositions, then I think that someone who is as biased as she clearly appears to be should be stricken from any consideration for moderating any kind of presidential debate. And that's an incredibly fair thing to request. I mean, it's ridiculous to try to say, well, people are going to have their biases. Of course they are. I have been consistent more than anyone else on the right or left in arguing for this. My point is that they haven't. There has been no consistency, and there has been no bipartisanship. And most importantly, there has been either no fairness nor any respect for the viewer and or reader that comprises the audience for these people. They have not presented the news in any kind of factual way that's free of their bias. So we have every right to question their credibility on something like this. That's all there is to it. Yeah, the disinformation. Disinformation. I hope that Trump brings that up. The media isn't going to be doing it. I mean, it's obvious why, because they're trying to do everything that they can to protect their candidate. Just like they're trying to do everything to protect their 2024 candidate, Andrew Cuomo, they're trying to protect their 2020 candidate for now. I mean, you had a Ukrainian oligarch thank Hunter Biden for introducing him to his dad in 2015, when Joe Biden was literally the guy on the ground in Ukraine for the Obama administration, and then he turned around and lied about it. He lied about never having met any of those people. He lied about never of having any knowledge about what Hunter Biden does. I mean, you had Hunter Biden tell a Chinese energy firm that any kind of very advantageous financial deal with them would be, quote, interesting for me and my family, end quote. I mean, everyone sits here and goes on and on about Trump's tax returns that were leaked illegally and everything's out there and all the narratives were destroyed. But what about all of Joe Biden's, all of his finances, all of his transactions? I mean, you have these Russian oligarchs giving Hunter Biden millions of dollars. These are huge issues. And for the people who have been accusing Donald Trump of these same things for the past almost 4 years now, for them to suddenly be uninterested in this exact same stuff when it is actually being corroborated as being done by their candidate, that is disingenuous as hell. This is why nobody believes you people. I've always said, show me proof. I've always said this consistently for years. Show me proof. Show me something. I'm not so much a partisan zealot that I'm going to ignore the truth right in front of me. It's sad that some people out there are. And there was and don't forget this story, the Federalist wrote about how Fox had even corroborated one of the emails that indirectly references Joe Biden as one of six recipients of a remuneration package from a Chinese energy firm. Russian misinformation. Good heavens. There are literal receipts on this stuff. I mean, that computer repair guy literally produced a signed receipt from Hunter Biden. Yeah, literal. That's why I say literal receipts. There's a lot of questions here, and you're not allowed to ask. You're not allowed to ask any of it. That's the thing. You know, social media, when you have Twitter and Facebook that are deleting and refusing to allow any of these stories to be shared on their platforms, they can't say that it's because these stories are false. Many aspects of these stories have been independently corroborated. And not all of the individuals investigating them that have walked away with, oh yeah, that actually did happen, not all of them are Fox News or conservative either. DNI says, no, this is not Russian disinformation. No, the Russian disinformation was Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party hiring Russian agents. Unregistered Russian agents to get around the legal process by which government officials are required to abide and spy on people because of politics, using disinformation that they paid journalists to write, and then they took the stories that were the fruit of that payoff and they presented it to the FISA court as evidence to substantiate their accusations. That was the Russian disinformation. And yet, They're not interested. Meanwhile, Facebook just demonetized Babylon Bee. What? Yeah.
It's satire.
They said, after a manual review, Facebook says they stand by their decision to pull down this article and demonetize our page. They say that the article incites violence. It's literally a regurgitated joke from Monty Python. So, do you remember the scene in, I forget what movie it was. It was, I've seen it a million times. I can't even, Monty Python, where they were accusing, it was like the opening of this movie, and they were accusing this woman of being a witch. And they went into this like ridiculous thing where they were
the Holy Grail.
Yes, that's right. The Holy, I couldn't remember it. Somebody's going to say I'm like a devil. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And they were accusing this woman of being a witch, and they were saying weigh her against a duck and all this stuff. Babylon Bee says Senator Hirono demands ACB be weighed against a duck to see if she's a witch. It's funny. I mean, it's funny. And so now Facebook says that it is literally, it's inciting violence, and they demonetized their page and deleted the article. Yeah. You have all these... I mean, it's satire. People on the left, when did you start to suck?
Oh, a while ago.
I mean, what the hell are you people doing? You guys are humorless, just slugs. The only, you make clowns of yourselves. The only thing that you all do anymore is get caught wanking it on Zoom. What's the matter with you people? You're little Puritans everywhere else. This is crazy. Yeah, they decided that's what they did. They completely thought that it was, I guess, dangerous somehow. Oh, my gosh. I can't even make this stuff up. I can't even make it up. Well, it's not actually too far from what they write, so it's probably hit a little too close to home, honestly. hit a little too close to home. Good heavens. So, a couple of things still. I thought they did care about the coronavirus relief. Chuck Schumer says, quote, he said this last night, I'm forcing a vote to adjourn the Senate until after the November election. We're not going to have business as usual here in the Senate while the Republicans try to use an illegitimate process to jam through a Supreme Court nominee. Oh, my gosh. It's taking everything I have not to say something that is so it may be one of the most politically incorrect things I've ever said in my life. And it has to do with talking about the illegitimate process that Chuck Schumer just referred to and Hunter Biden and what happened before he married that Instagram influencer. But I'm really withholding my tongue on this. It is, I thought, see, I said it without saying it, so you got it, right? Okay, right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they, they're, you know, yeah, you know what I was going for. You know what I was going for. But I thought they were concerned about the coronavirus relief. And also, the Constitution isn't illegitimate. And I could make an example about illegitimacy. The Constitution isn't it. But some of the stuff that Hunter Biden does. So I don't know what he's talking about here. I just they're going to put a lid. They're going to put a Biden like lid on the Senate. But they were just screaming at they literally were just screaming at Republicans for not caring about coronavirus relief. Doesn't make any sense. So coming up, I guess, I don't know. Does the media like Fox? Now, there was a story that came out last night. It said Fox reportedly passed on the Hunter Biden laptop story. So now all of these lefty entities that hate them every other day of the week are desperately clinging to this. Except there's a little caveat there, and we're going to talk about that. I also thought we would do something fun. I think from now until the election, what we're going to start doing, I want to do mean campaign ads. I want you guys to volunteer yourselves, and we will like make up a mean campaign ad about you.
All right.
Doesn't that sound fun? I think that sounds fun. Yeah, I think that sounds great. So we're gonna mess around and have fun.
It is the season.
It is the season. You know, I mean, come on, it's been ridiculous. Also, the latest, like I said, with the polling, we're gonna look at some of the states that are the race is actually tightening. But I also want to throw a wrench in this. There's one factor that is going to make the difference, and it is also the thing that differentiates 2020 from 2016, and I'm going to explain that. Also, Nancy Pelosi won't meet in person to talk about any kind of coronavirus package, but she can't go to the salon, you know, so priorities. The attacks on Tiffany Trump, politicizing intelligence, cancel culture. 50 Cent is endorsing Trump because he got one peek at Biden's tax plan. And we're going to look at Biden's tax plan. So we got a lot of stuff coming up that you don't want to miss.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Follow Dana on Twitter at DLash and official Dana Lash on Facebook.
If only it could be Halloween. If only it could be 2021. Good heavens. DanaLash.com. And the debate Thursday, and we'll be doing a little follow along on the newsletter. You have to subscribe to take part. And it's actually really fun. There were no trolls last time, so I really dig it. I retweeted Glenn Greenwald again today.
What? That's twice.
This is two times in the span of 2 days. This is where 2020 is. I can't even believe this. There are people who are, he said he had overestimated how much instinctive distrust there was of security state agencies. And he said it was alarming to see how much blind faith and even reverence there is in the establishment wings of both parties for the pronouncements of CIA, FBI, NSA, etc. Because this was in response to this Politico piece where it says more than 50 former senior intelligence officials have signed on to a letter outlining their belief that the recent disclosure of emails allegedly belonging to Biden's son, allegedly, it's his damn signature, has all the classic earmarks of Russian disinformation. They didn't say anything like this, though. None of these people spoke up when it was documented that the DNC hired a Russian agent to peddle propaganda to journalists that were paid to publish it. And then they took those paid published stories and presented it to the FISA administration as proof as to why they needed to wiretap Carter Page and others. No joke. That was the Russian disinformation campaign. Greenwald says of this, he goes, the most active agents of disinformation and propaganda in U.S. politics are current and former members of the intel community. They were trained to lie and deceive, but we're supposed to direct it at foreign populations. Their main target is now domestic and key ally, the U.S. media. I believe that 110%. The latest in polling, we're going to break it down, and Joe Biden's tax plan, too. It convinced Fitty to endorse Trump. Stick with us.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The stakes in this election couldn't be higher. The choice couldn't be clearer. The American people have every right to know about Joe Biden and his family and to get answers. And it's time for Joe Biden to step up and start answering questions of the American people about what was going on before, during, and after his service as vice president.
That's a legitimate question that the vice president, Mike Pence, brings up. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Dana Lash, and it's so good to be with you today. DanaLash.com, and I'll play some new stuff here about that, announcing that later. So save that, because the movie trailer is one of my favorite things ever, and you're not allowed to get rid of it. Kane did a good. I mean, Kane's always very helpful, but this is my favorite thing so far. I have so much that I want to make sure that we get to. And the first thing right out of the gate, and we're going to get into Biden's tax plan. I'm going to go over that with you. The second thing that we're going to get into is the latest with the Hunter Biden stuff. And we were deconstructing our previous hour this narrative that, it's Russian disinformation. No, because the Russian disinformation was the DNC and Hillary Clinton hiring a foreign agent that then turned around and used propaganda that they paid journalists to write stories about. And then they took those paid published stories to the FISA court so that they could get a wiretap on a private citizen because that private citizen was working with the Trump campaign. The end. That's how that works. That's how it did work. So that was the Russian disinformation. Now, to that point, excuse me, I am being attacked by pollen. It's not the Rona. I wake up and my eyes, it looks like I've been in a fight without the bruising. It's insane right now. We ozonate this. Like we have, like Rachel and Kane, every time I so much as like snuffle, they're like, the hell is that? We ozonate back here. I swear. I don't even have to like really do anything. We just put this thing in here and it goes crazy. All right. The polling and taxes. I want to start with the polling here really, really quickly and get into this. Because the polls are close. The thing that the big headline that came out last night was the president cutting into Biden's Pennsylvania lead. This is true. This story was first reported by Reuters. The president is now knocking Trump, or the Trump is knocking the former vice president down in Pennsylvania. So they were looking at likely voters in a number of states, these battleground states that are going to play roles as to whether or not, you know, what Trump's chances are. And so in Pennsylvania, Trump is gaining some serious ground. Now, the back and forth with this, because Trump, because Biden had been, he had been leading and had been doing relatively well in Pennsylvania up until, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. And then it started getting a little bit, I mean, it's narrowed greatly. It started to get a little bit questionable. They found that 49% of likely voters in Pennsylvania backed Biden. 45% in the state supported the president. It is a 4 percentage point lead that falls right on the polls margin of error, which is like 3 points. Now, this is how much it dropped. He led Trump by 7 last week. The week before that, it was even more. That lead is collapsing. Pennsylvania's in play. Now, we were just talking about this on break. Texas is not a battleground, but I want to bring something up because this is used as a measurement of conservative sentiment. So Texas, as you know, in my state, I've already early voted. I cast my vote already obnoxiously. I didn't violate any rules. I didn't, you know, I had a giant, and I know I normally don't do this. But whenever I feel like I will be criticized for doing something, I am so anti-authoritarian, I will do it. So I did have a sign in the back of my vehicle. I have never, ever put a presidential sign or bumper sticker on my car. Ever. Ever. I had a sign in the back of my car. Nobody said anything. And went and voted. There were a lot of people there. And you don't have to wear your mask in Texas to vote. Now, I know that, and businesses, they don't have to. If it's a private business and they want to, you know, they can run you out. They can do whatever they want. I support private property rights because I'm not a Marxist, right? If it's in a public place, they can't tell you what to do. And there's one store that's in my town that I like to go to, and I know the people who own it, and I know that they have a parent that lives with them that is very immune compromised, like legit. I mean, very seriously. So, and they hate the masks, they hate it, but they do it because of they have to work for a living, and they want to make sure. And I get that. I totally get that. But the idea that you're gonna that people will glare at you or try to bully you if you don't wear it. So there are people here that will just not wear them. And it's so funny because you see them. So I got to tell you the story. It was hysterical. So we're in line to vote, right? Now, we were standing outside in the sunshine. I wasn't wearing my mask standing outside in the sunshine because I'm not going to wear my mask standing outside in the sunshine. And you go in and they were asking you to put the masks on. Now, this place where we went, that mayor of that town asks you to put them on. I was weighing the voting time. I'm like, 25 minutes to vote, an hour and 25 minutes to vote. Because where I live, they don't ask you to put them on. You don't have to. You just, you know, you run the risk of the rage, wrath of the rage mob. But there was a woman, I swear to you, she had to be like in her 80s, like adorable. She's like 4 feet tall with the little puffy white hair. That woman was not wearing a mask, and she was sitting there with her, standing there, not sitting, with her arms crossed, like almost challenging people with her face, looking around, like waiting for someone to say something to her about it. She ain't gonna deal with it. She just had that. And I think she was with a grandson who was not wearing a mask either. But you could just, you know how you get that vibe from people? And I got that vibe. Nobody was gonna mess with this woman, because a little old woman that has that much attitude, she's got it for a reason. She'll cut you. You don't mess with them. Look, I have learned in Southern Missouri a long time ago with my grandmother, you do not ever challenge. I don't care if they're 3 feet tall, little old women. You just don't do it. These are people who came from a generation, whereas my grandmother, I sort of think that birth stories were like fishing stories. You had to go and bite on a piece of leather and squat in a cornfield. She may have been honest. I don't know. I just am not going to find out by risking to mess with them. So back to my point, there were so many people who've early voted in Texas. Texas is leading the nation in early voting. More people coming out to vote than ever. And the majority, yes, it's Democrats. I think it's like something maybe in my county, I think it was like 3-1. Now, hold up. Hold up. Voter registration, though, I've been told it's anywhere from like 3-1 to 4-1 for GOP. So how is that going to wash out? I'm very interested to see what voting day is going to look like. Now, I have some good news and bad news. And I'm going to give you the bad news first because it's how I like it. I've been watching Iowa. Joni Ernst, she's on Senate Judiciary Committee. They've been dumping a lot of money into Iowa. RCP average. It's weird because Joni Ernst is underperforming Trump in Iowa. That's a little unusual, this election cycle particularly, because there are a number of states where those local Republicans actually are performing better than Trump is. Trump is at 46, his share percent. She's at 42. And she's been trying to make really shape herself as an ally of Trump. I think it was in the very beginning she had criticized him on something. And I don't know if that stuck. He's gone out and endorsed her. I hope that people kind of get around that, but we'll see. But that's been moved to leans Democrat now. It was toss up. It is now leans Democrat. Oh, I don't like it either. I'm just telling you what it is. I like to know exactly the lay of the land so you can deal with it. I'm not here to blow smoke up anybody's behind. Now, the RCP average has Biden up by 8. I know there's another poll out there floating that is trying to show that he's like leading by more than that. I haven't looked at the crosstabs of it, but every single time I break those polls down, there's always something majorly wrong with them. It's a tight race, and Pennsylvania is absolutely in play. Florida's early voting is a wash in a conservative wave. Here's the other thing. This comes from Tampa Bay. They said that they're expecting a conservative wave at the start of early voting, and they've said that's what they've been seeing thus far. Additionally, here is another big thing. This is why I brought up the registration as it relates to Texas. Trump, and NBC has this story, Trump is winning the voter registration battle against Biden in key states. Now, then I'm going to get into the wrench that I'm going to throw into it. The GOP are trying to register a lot of people. We've been in Texas, something like, I don't even remember, 400,000 some odd people registered in Texas, Republicans. That's awesome. Because I like limited government. But if you're a Republican and you ain't giving me limited government, I'm going to come for you. So they've not stopped doing the voter outreach, the door knocking. Although, I mean, obviously they do the sanitation stuff and the phone banking. They haven't stopped any of that. And in Florida, let's see, in Florida, they added almost 200,000 registered voters between the presidential primary and the end of August. Miami-Dade County, where Hillary Clinton beat Trump by 29 points, Republicans added 23,000 additional voter registrations between March and the end of August. Democrats only did 11. Of the six states that Trump won by less than 5 points in 2016, four of them, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, they permit voters to register by party. Those trends are more robust for the GOP than they were 4 years ago. But what is the wrench? The wrench is going to be enthusiasm. Here's the thing. A lot of people hate voted against Hillary Clinton back in 2016. I mean, hate voted. They hated her. They voted Democrat everywhere else. They voted Trump president. They disliked her so much. Joe Biden's only appeal is that he's not Hillary. So that gives him a little bit already out of the gate. It gives him a little bit more favorability than Hillary Clinton had. So that's the thing, enthusiasm and favorability. Now, Hillary Clinton's favorability was like in the toilet practically at this time last year. Biden has been hovering around, and I was looking at this last night, and I have it linked if you get the newsletter. Biden's favorability has been hovering around 50% in a lot of these key states. So Hillary Clinton had an absolute absence of enthusiasm, had no favorability, whereas Biden has favorability near 50% in a lot of these key states. That, folks, is the difference. So you can register as many voters as you want, but you have to try to figure out how you're going to manage and deal with that favorability, because it's a lot different than what the GOP dealt with Clinton in 2016. We're going to talk more about this here coming up as well. I have even more information for you, and we're going to go over Joe Biden's tax plan and the attacks on Tiffany Trump. This November, we must take a stand. Now is the time to stand for what you believe in, for what makes America great, and for truth and freedom. With Patriot Mobile, you can take that stand with America's only Christian conservative wireless company. From now until November 7th, switch to Patriot Mobile with their Stand Up for Freedom promotion. Get a free Samsung A11 phone with 2-year commitment, free premier activation, and a free gift. Patriot Mobile takes a stand with a portion of every dollar going to support organizations that simply support the Constitution and your values. At 972-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/Dana. Use promo code Dana for a free Samsung A11 phone, free premier activation, and a free gift. Or get a free month of service and $45 off any phone in stock. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana, promo code Dana, or call 972-PATRIOT. Stand up for freedom now with Patriot Mobile. That's 972-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile, our plans, your freedom.
Check out all 3 hours of The Dana Show live on official Dana Lash on Facebook, youtube.com/The Dana Show, or channel 244 on Pluto TV.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
Couple of things here. University research finds a connection between defund the police push and violent crime spike. No one is surprised. Extra 710 more homicides this year than initially anticipated or expected. No, that's like obvious news. 51% in the United States want Amy Coney Barrett seated on the Supreme Court. A majority. This is, and they said that 25% of Americans didn't really have an opinion in the initial measure after the president's election. 3% have absolutely no opinion at all whatsoever. Who are you, the 3%? Who are these people? Apparently, Poland moves closer to the United States, another Trump foreign policy success that you're not hearing about at all in the media because it's media. The president and the administration, they've been working with the Polish ambassador and other Polish leaders, and they're allowing, it's the American Visa Waiver Program, they're allowing Polish citizens to apply to travel to the U.S. for tourism or business purposes without obtaining a visa, a privilege extended only to a small number of American allies. And this is, it's all related to the economy, foreign policy. I mean, this is actually very good news too, but you're not going to really be hearing a lot about that. I know you guys heard about The New Yorker magazine suspending Jeffrey Toobin because he was on a Zoom call and he whipped it out. I don't know how else to put it. Apparently, He was also doing something else, according to two other people who were on the call at the same time, and I'm leaving it at that. He is a disgusting human. He's disgusting. Never forget this. An Italian Supreme Court confirms that the Burberry check pattern is famous. The Burberry check. Apparently, this has been an ongoing trademark fight in an Italian court and the Supreme Court of Italy. They've been waging war against a handful of Chinese entities that have been selling garments of a plaid print. So they actually won. Burberry won. Of course they did. We have a lot more in store, including the Biden-Harris tax plan. When do you hear this? Stick with us.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You won't miss any Dana shows by subscribing to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever podcasts are available.
These are the things we're going to do. And by the way, you know, in those debates, as per usual, you can rely on Donald Trump to engage in distortions and basically lie to the American people. So let's be clear about this. Joe Biden will not increase taxes on anyone who makes less than $400,000 a year.
But
period.
But he will, though. That's the thing. Welcome back to the show, DanaLash.com. But he will, though. They always say that, well, under the Biden-Harris plan, it's actually the rich people that are going to pay more. No, actually, the majority of households, this has been gone over, I know, quite frequently, but I this is me. I'm like, I'm going to look at it and I'm going to see. I actually want to see what's the actual plan? Because when you look on his website, they make it sound really good, right? They make it sound like a lot of people are going to get some free stuff and you're not really going to have any responsibility. And I mean, here's the thing, though. His tax plan is going to reduce the GDP over the long term. It's not going to do a lot to help anybody. You're all going to get your taxes raised. I mean, that's all there is to it. They have said that they're going to raise taxes from day one. They've said it. There's a million different six ways to Sunday. They have said that they are going to raise taxes. Here's the other thing that this plan is going to do. And they keep saying that this is going to be a big boon. They're repealing the Trump tax cuts. I actually think the Trump tax cuts need to go lower. I mean, I think that they needed to go lower. I was pleased that they reduced cap gains and all this other, but
you know what happened was
they didn't, and permanent. I wanted to add that too.
Yeah, and make it permanent. But what happened was businesses started hiring like crazy, and we had more people employed, and therefore more taxpayers, therefore more revenue coming into the government. This was a positive thing. Lowering taxes is not some sort of deficit. It does. That's not how it works.
No, that's not how it works at all. Not how it works at all. So the. Yes, he's going, and he says, oh, it's only going to be households. He says, I'm going to raise taxes. The rich are going to pay more. I'm going to raise taxes on people earning over $400,000. So it's only going to be, but okay, so how is that going to affect households that earn under $400,000? And that's one of the things that I always want to say Kamala, just damn it. Let me say people's names the way they want to. They were going back and forth over that at the debate. And I was looking at some of my notes from that. They were going back and forth over that from the debate. But the thing is that unless your household income, and it's been figured to be about $45,000, there's a 90% chance that you're going to have your taxes raised. Yeah, I didn't mess that up. That's actually like what it says. That's actually the math. They said your taxes are going to go up regardless. It's going to raise taxes, and over 95% of households will get a tax increase if that becomes law. So about almost 83% of American households will have a tax increase. This comes from the Wharton budget model at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business. They hate Trump, by the way. Oh, I know he went to Wharton. They don't like him. They've been pretty public about it. Pretty public about it. So they did this. They were looking at the Biden-Harris tax agenda. They released this last month, and it was a comprehensive analysis. And they said that this is exactly how much it's going to cost everybody. Trillions of dollars in taxes. And their official, and this is again Wharton at University of Pennsylvania, unless your household income is less than $45,600 approximately, there is more than a 90% chance that you will have your taxes raised by Joe Biden doing the math of their exact plan. Wow. So that's what a lot of economists are saying. And it's also for small business. It's not just like, you know, it's a lot of people. I was actually looking at the small business, how that's actually going to affect small businesses. And it's quite a lot. I mean, the small business deductions, there's a number of things that they said that they're going to raise they're going to end pass-through deduction, taxes on small businesses will be raised. This is one of the pieces that ended up, there was a mention of this in New York Times. I mean, when you repeal tax cuts and you repeal tax cuts on businesses also, especially small businesses, that cost has to be transferred somewhere.
Yep.
Where does that cost go, Kane?
Goods and services and everything else.
Boom. There are about 30 million pass-through entities in the United States. And this is the Small Business Council, SBEcouncil.org. There's about 30 million pass-through entities in the United States. Their deduction effectively reduces the top tax rate on pass-through entities from 37 to 29.6. According to the National Federation of Independent Businesses, 84% of small business owners say that this is a very, very important deduction. And this is one of the things that the Biden-Harris plan will eliminate. So that's a lie. When he says it, oh, it's only if you're making, you know, your taxes, if you're less than $400,000, you're not going to have. This is an absolute flat out lie. And they did this before with Barack Obama. They had a $250,000. Oh, if you make under $250,000, you're not going to have your taxes raised. Guess what? Taxes went up.
For everybody.
Hell, my taxes went up. And Harris, she thought that Biden's threshold was way too high. That was one thing she hit him at one of the earlier presidential debates. So this is, has nothing to, this is when you're looking at the S corporations, LLCs, the partnerships. Oh my gosh. All these gains that we've seen with unemployment or with employment after the lockdown are going to be gone. This is crazy. Do you remember? And he's broken this before as well. He actually wants to reimpose the tax the mandate where it relates to Obamacare. So if you don't purchase government insurance, you will be penalized. If you don't have crappy government insurance, you're going to get penalized. The government forcing you to purchase a product. So don't think for a second that they can't force you to take a vaccine. If they can force you to buy a product, oh, you better damn believe they can force you to take a vaccine, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to have that individual mandate. It's going to be a real nice, almost $700 per individual, about $2,000 for a family of four if you guys don't get health insurance as defined by their rules. Guess who's going to be hit hardest? Middle class, lower income families. IRS data, and this is IRS.gov, for 2017, 74% of households liable for the individual mandate had an adjusted gross income of less than $50,000. Unbelievable. And of course, the administration got rid of this. You have the medicine cabinet tax. He wants to bring that back. It's insane. Biden wants to repeal the chronic care income tax. It was a tax that hit 10 million households per year. He wants this tax. It was rolled back under the one of the Jobs Acts that they had. He wants a carbon tax. He wants capital gains tax of 40%. There's another middle, in this one, there was another, a couple of different middle class taxes that he was specifically looking at. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel noted a tax hike that was actually going to hit every homeowner in Milwaukee. Because they were, and this, there was a couple places, this was Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, AFT as well. They were noting a tax hike on middle class households for the Milwaukee School District. If passed, the district's tax rate, which owes the taxes owed per $1,000 of property value, would increase from $9.58 to $11.18. And they're talking, they said they would be raised, a typical homeowner, etc. Biden said that he wanted to implement this on a national level. So imagine what was happening, where a homeowner would see their taxes raised almost $2 for every $1,000 of their home's value. So in Milwaukee, where home values average about $123,000, they would face a tax hike of $200 per year, and it gets higher depending on however much your house is worth. A statement put out by the Biden campaign says, quote, these are the literally about this. They were discussing this as his idea to implement nationally. Says, quote, these are the ideas we'll build on in a Biden administration. We'll triple funding for these schools, give teachers a raise, replace Betsy DeVos with the Secretary of Education who's been in a public school classroom. Holy cow. What is that? He doesn't want to raise your taxes because that's a lie. It's an absolute lie. He has, and small, and with small businesses as well. This is, they got into it a little bit during one of the debates. I mean, when you're talking about repealing the Jobs Act, the what's like tax cuts and jobs, that's like literally what it's called. That was the president's plan, where we saw these tax cuts, not just on everybody, middle class households, all households, businesses as well. That's one of the reasons that we had such a spike in employment growth, etc. And then Democrats wanted us to lock everything the hell down, which we should have never done anyway. And now we're regaining that because we have the, it's a business friendly environment, and businesses like to make money. They need to hire people. A rising tide lifts all ships. Biden's like, I will repeal this. This is not going to stay into effect. I mean, do you know how many small businesses are structured tax-wise as corporations? When you get these corporate tax increases, he wants to increase 21 to 28%. Do you realize how that's going to hit some of these businesses? What, 60% of our economy? How are you out there saying, how in the ever-loving hell is anyone out here saying that this, that he is not going to increase taxes? We have such a civic and financial illiteracy in this country. It is embarrassing. I am embarrassed for people. You don't have to be a financial whiz to like play this out and understand how this is going to affect you. Anyone who says that this, that he is actually, that his plan does not raise taxes, they are financially illiterate. And you should pray for them, because I'm so embarrassed for them. I know you are too. It's stunning. Golly. Even 50 Cent spoke out about this. Because you see that, and I, we had this as a headline, under his tax plan, you're going to actually see the top marginal tax rate above
60%. 60%?
Yes. Remember in France, it was 70 and they practically revolted.
Yeah.
Yeah. The top marginal tax rate is going to be 62% under the Biden plan. Yeah. And so 50 Cent tweeted, 62%. Are you out of your perp mind? He says, what the blank? Vote for Trump. I'm out. Blank New York. The Knicks never win anyway. I don't care. He even tweeted, which this is a lie, and I think he said this to joke. He goes, I don't care if Trump doesn't like black people. 62%. Are you out of your blanking mind? Top tax rate. Unbelievable, right? Oh my gosh. And he's right. That's true. There is no, I mean, you fit 62%. Yeah, you know what? People who come up from nothing and they put in the hours and they put in the time and they built that. They built that in spite of government restrictions. They built that. Nobody has a right to come up and tell you that they owe 60, they you own 62% of what you made, or 50% of what you made, or 40% of what you made. Taxation is theft. It is government sanctioned theft. It is a criminal enterprise. So the next time someone tells you that Joe Biden is going to raise taxes, you ask them if they can do math and read. Because clearly they struggle with one or the other. I'm not being mean. I'm being observant. If it's mean, it's because it hits a nerve. We have a lot more to discuss. A lot more to discuss. I told you we were going to go into that. I promised. There you go.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Delivering the truth online and on air. Listen to The Dana Show live on the radio or at danaradio.com or on demand.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, I don't understand how some of these people name their children. I'm just going to say that. This is a, and I'm trying not to be mean because I know apparently we have some scooter fans in the audience. I just don't know how you can do a hit and run and kill two people on a scooter. Right? I have never, I mean, I'm not saying that it can't be done, but I'm just saying the heck. So, a driver was arrested after a scooter hit and run in Pompano Beach. He fled the scene. It hit two dudes, and it killed him. They were in their 40s or 50s. They got struck by a silver. Well, he hit him, and then apparently they got hit by a sedan. But the guy, his name is Evil Perez.
Evil?
That's literally his name. 24-year-old Evil Moratea Perez. On a scooter. He was charged with driving with a suspended license and failing to remain on the scene of a suspended crash. So just to recap, a dude named Evil Perez hits and kills two people on a scooter and scoots away.
Yes, he does.
And he got in trouble for that. So now you can see why I was like, how, I don't know. Is that like, the only thing I know of is Lil Evil, who is MMA. That's the only other, and that was the nickname. This dude's name is legit that. We have a lot more on the way. Don't go anywhere. More of The Dana Show back in a few.
It's The Dana Show.
Bill O'Reilly here. The presidential election just weeks away. As you know, more than ever, folks need real analysis and honest facts, not speculation and partisan reporting. The traditional news and cable networks feed you biased coverage and skewed analysis 24 hours a day. The pundits parade around trying to score cheap shots, and the big media companies silence anyone who disagrees with them. Do you want Facebook or Twitter deciding what you see and hear? All that stops now with me, Bill O'Reilly, and my free podcast. Don't waste another minute of your time on the dishonest networks peddling fake news. Now you can listen to the O'Reilly Update and excerpts from my nightly no-spin news free. Search Bill O'Reilly wherever you listen to podcasts and be sure to subscribe. Like you, I'm tired of the dishonest media. It's corrupt. Search Bill O'Reilly wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe now.
Now, look, there are so many questions about the provenance of this material. A lot of it does look legitimate. There are pictures of Hunter Biden, there are videos, there are emails, but we have no idea, and neither does the New York Post, whether any of it was doctored or forged or faked, and that's why the mainstream news media has declined to really touch this story.
No, that's not how that works. I can't even deal with it anymore.
And,
this is some guy. Some guy. I don't even know who the hell this is. I just wanted to argue
Jeremy
with
Bash.
It. I don't even know who the hell he is. Who's he?
Security analyst.
Security?
He's an analyst.
Who's security?
He's an analyst.
Him?
An analyst.
I don't even know who this guy is. I love how they pick any Tom, Dick, or Harry to get up and be like, hey, you want to be a security analyst?
Ken, or Steve said it's Ken Delanian?
I don't.
That's who it was?
Still don't even care. I kind of like your name better. It's easier to say. Thanks, Steve. Welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash, DanaLash.com.
With the Halloween one?
Find me here.
Do you have the guts?
Get out of the dark and visit DanaLash.com at DLash on Twitter and Instagram.
Don't forget Dana Lash on Parler and YouTube.
Ah, yes. Also, stream the show there at official Dana Lash on Facebook and simulcast via the first, channel 244 on Pluto TV.
I like that. I'm very excited about that. That's going to be like one of our everyday things, too. Just FYI. Even after Halloween. You know, it's Christmassy. You can be Christmassy, too. Right? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So, welcome to the show. We're in our third hour. DanaLash.com. Where to even start? We spent a significant portion of last hour breaking down Joe Biden's tax plan, which is awful. Because it is awful. And I have a couple of things that I wanted to touch on still. We've been talking about the whole Hunter Biden thing. And this guy, this one dude who nobody cares about. I saw Tiffany Trump's name trending on social media this morning. And Hunter Biden's name has never trended as high as hers has. Now, again, this idea that all these people are going to suggest that this is disinformation. The disinformation was the DNC and Hillary Clinton hiring a foreign agent to pay journalists to write about the propaganda that they gave them and then use those stories to substantiate a wiretap on Carter Page and an investigation on Trump. That was the Russian disinformation, just FYI. Now, here, Hunter Biden's name has never trended as high, but Tiffany Trump's name was trending. She spoke at some gay Republican event yesterday, and they were dragging her all over this morning. And I made a lot of people mad because I tweeted this. Amazing how Hunter Biden's name has never trended as high as Tiffany Trump's. She went to law school while he was kicked out of the Navy for being a crackhead and through nepotism, not hard work, mired his dad's campaign in scandal via Burisma. Oh my gosh. All the trolls came out tonight. All of them. Today. All the trolls came out. They were so mad. And I'm right, though. But I'm still right. And a lot of people were saying the same thing. And I mean, it was just like going on. And then people were saying, well, you know, he's not a bad person. It's just, shush up. All the stuff that y'all people have said, and all of a sudden you literally have a crackhead who got a stripper pregnant while he married an Instagram influencer. And you're going to be like, well, it's not a person. He's maybe a good person. These are the same people that were dragging Tiffany Trump and trying to like mock the way she looks and dresses and everything else. Shut up, all you people. But my point stands. It made people so mad. So mad. Oh my gosh, the trolls. I really want to just like read it for a moment and just like bask in the hate. I mean, it's pretty amazing, but they are so protective of their crackhead. I mean, it is. And you know what? The more you get angry at me, first off, never, ever pick a fight with someone who buys ink by the barrel and also loves to fight. Yes. It's me. It me. Hey, it's me. Never do that because the more you get upset about it, the more I'm going to say it. Hunter Biden's a crackhead. The more I'm going to say it. Oh, no, no, I get to. Do you know why? Because we have been castigated as bigots and racists and awful people and extremists and everything else simply because we disagree with the government control of everything. So, yeah, I think I'm going to take exception to this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and all my friends, we're going to take exception to this. Just saying. It's just the way it is. And, I mean, can we, how many times? Trying to figure out how I'm going to say this. It immediately made me think back. There's two things I thought of. The first thing I thought of, do you all remember, let me take it back. Do you all remember back, was this 2004? Was this the John Edwards thing? Do you remember John Edwards? Oh my gosh, this is like, this story.
Mistress Baby?
Oh my gosh, John Edwards. John Edwards with his little Lord Fauntleroy haircut. John Edwards was going to be the new modern JFK. Do you remember how they promoted this guy? Oh my gosh. He was everywhere. They were grooming him. Oh, he was gonna be the next thing. And you remember how he talked? He got into the Senate in 1998 and he ended up beating the feller against whom he was running. And then he wanted to run for the office of the presidency. And he was in a primary. Didn't do so well. It was in 04. And he was going to run again. I honestly think that he was going to run again in 08. Or, well, he ran in 08. I mean, I think that he was going to. I think he would have. What I meant is I think he would. He ran in 08, but I think he was expected to win in 08 and not Barack Obama.
Really?
I have, like, because of the way that. I think there were, like, two different factions in the Democrat Party at the time. Because that's. I mean, this guy, and you remember when he was on the campaign trail, and this was 08, like I said, this is like, oh, because 04 was when there were whispers, but 08 was when it came out. And nobody in the press would touch the story. Nobody in the media would touch John Edwards. They would not touch the story. They kept hearing, what is this that we're hearing about John Edwards and a mistress? What? What is this? No way. And then October 2007, that's when there was the first report in the National Enquirer. Nobody else in the media was touching the story. The National Enquirer was the only entity that would. And they wrote about his mistress, right? Because this had been going on for quite some time, the whispers about all this stuff. And then it came out, oh, his mistress was a campaign worker and she was like a videographer on a campaign trail. And so now they were, because he was also being positioned as maybe attorney general. And then finally, by the summer of 08, that's when all these media outlets were saying, oh, it looks like, yeah, he's done running for vice president. And then the footage came out. The Beverly Hilton Hotel. He was in the lobby with his mistress. She had had a baby. His wife had been diagnosed with breast cancer. She ended up, she had metastatic breast cancer. She passed away in 2010, his wife. So while his wife is sick and fighting all of this, this is when all of this was happening. So then, remember, then he had this campaign aide, Andrew Young, come out and say, oh, no, he is not the father of Ryle Hunter's baby. I'm the father of Ryle Hunter's baby. And Osmiot. And there was then, and Young was the one who was being pushed to accept all the responsibility. But then he renounced his statement And he came out and said, John Edwards always knew that that bebe was his bebe, and I was not the father. He made me falsely accept responsibility. I set up all these meetings between John Edwards and his mistress, Lava, Rael Hunter. Oh, my gosh. And then it all came out. Edwards promised Hunter that he was going to marry her after his wife kicked the bucket, and they were going to have the Dave Matthews Band there. Gosh, I can't think of anything more awful. And it was just, and he covered it up, and the cover-up is always worse than the crime. And then he came back, and he's like, well, I'm a sinner, but not a criminal. Oh, but then there was some criminal stuff that was uncovered. And that one rich lady, and they're always named like Bunny or something like that, but that one rich lady named Bunny Melon, it's not a type of fruit. It's a woman. It's, her name was Bunny Melon. Melon. M-E-L-L-O-N. Oh. Melon. Bunny. and like he had taken money from her to finance all this stuff. Oh my gosh. And it came out. He was indicted. He got 6 felony charges, a count of conspiracy, making false statements. And then it was insane. His career was done. But the thing is that nobody else in the media would report on this but National Enquirer. And then National Enquirer just whole hog kept reporting on it. Everybody was making fun of National Enquirer. National Enquirer's over here doing news. And everyone else is making fun of the National Enquirer because how dare you report on our golden boy? It's John Edwards. How dare you? And they kept reporting on it. And then finally, everyone else had to acknowledge it. And then now we are where we are. It's literally the same thing all over again, but with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Oh, we can't trust the New York Post. I mean, isn't that literally the, isn't that the, that's the newspaper. Was that started by Alexander Hamilton?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
We can't trust the New York Post. I would trust, someone, a verified person actually said that, and they deleted their tweet. But they said that I would trust the National Enquirer more. And I'm like, really? Because they were also right about John Edwards. So you're literally going after the newspaper that was founded by Alexander Hamilton and trying to say that you can't trust them because they're writing no-no things about the candidate you like. That's not how this works. It's John Edwards part two. There's even a love child. And this time there's crack. It's like the sequel you didn't know you needed. We got this and more here coming up. And lots of stuff. Lots of stuff. Yeah, Alexander Hamilton, I thought so.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Grab the digital archives and enjoy The Dana Show on the go through iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
Ooh. All right, here. Let's see. Got to get a number of things. The latest, let me pull this up. I've got to pull, there's like, I want to do two of them at the same time. U.S. single family home building permits surge to a more than 13-year high. Oh, people building houses. That's good. This is a report from the Commerce Department released earlier today. It showed that building permits and housing completion scaling levels last seen in 07. So this is going to help ease an acute shortage of homes for sale. That's really fueled the inflation of homes. So this is all good news indeed. Very good news. I'm pleased with that. Also, Chicago has been ranked the rattiest city in America. But Pizza Rat was in New York. It's really difficult for me to believe that there is any other like rat that's just really hard for me to believe this. But apparently it's considered 6 years in a row, it is the rattiest city. And they're looking at, it's based from information from pest control companies that score cities based on the amount of new rodent treatments. I don't care. It's disgusting. I'm done talking about this. It's so, I was not even, It's nasty. Kim Kardashian tells Dave Letterman that people warned her not to step foot in the White House because her reputation would be ruined. As she stands by working with Trump on prison reform, refuses to talk bad about him, and refuses to say who she'll vote for. I don't care who she votes for. I just like that she's like, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and trash somebody. Like, I appreciate that. You know, you make fun of her all she wants. I'm sure she'll go cry into her pile of money. I'm sure she really cares. Moving on. Banana Splits. I thought this actually was the punk band originally when I first saw this. Yeah. La, 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 la. Banana Splits reveal half a ton of cocaine smuggled in from Brazil. Whoa. Yeah, in bags of banana pulp. A large shipment was intercepted by the Australian Federal Police Force and the Border Force operation. It came into Sydney. There was a tip from U.S. Homeland Security like, hey, there's some pulp that's not. Why don't y'all check it? $248 million, this haul. It was hidden inside these boxes of banana pulp. Is that, can you even, what is that? I didn't even know you could get a box of banana pulp.
I guess there's a restaurant, I guess you could.
Could you?
Making banana splits like Dairy Queen all the time. Maybe you buy it.
You
like
wouldn't
that.
Use like just like actual. I literally am now Googling this. So, by the way, screw you, Google. Moving on. Elon Musk says SpaceX first Starship trip to Mars could fly in 4 years. Where's it going to go? But he says it's ready. They go to Mars. Or is it like a one-way trip? Like, how's that going to work out? Stick with us. We got a lot more in store. I'm going to look for banana pulp on break.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Missed anything from the show? Subscribe to Dana's Daily Podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever podcasts are available.
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin. At least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater. I'm just saying.
That was OJ talking about the Jeffrey Toobin thing. That was disgusting and was also yesterday. Good heavens. And there were people out there trying to kind of defending it. It's really sad. Welcome back to the show. DanaLash.com. It is actually kind of hysterical. But he's been suspended, but he hasn't been fired. So German Lopez, this guy from Vox, he's been trying to delete his tweet. Well, he deleted it, but he was trying to spin it. Except the thing is that it's like it's on the internet and that's forever. He was trying to spin the whole Jeffrey Toobin Zoom thing. And he tweeted, "Not sure someone getting caught doing something almost everyone does should be a national story."
What?
Yeah, he actually tweeted that. And then he tweeted, One of American culture's worst qualities and a key contributor to problems like mass incarceration is our propensity to punish and humiliate people with little regard to proportionality. Shut up.
What?
No, it's not. It's refusal to accept the consequences of your actions. And by the way, no one does that on Zoom.
Right.
That's like one of the things you don't do on Zoom.
They're literally like suspending kids for having flags behind them during class on Zoom.
Yeah.
You really think everyone's just whipping it out?
Yeah, you can get in trouble for having a BB gun in your room, but apparently you just get a little hand slap from CNN if you know what. Just saying. He just got suspended. He hadn't been fired. He's been suspended. Just saying, you know. And I don't think that... Oh, gosh, I don't even know how to talk about this. I hate the fact that it's... Just, Jeffrey Toobin is just a piece of garbage in a man suit. That's all he is. It's a bunch of sentient garbage that got together and was like, let's find a man suit like Men in Black with the Edgar suit. It's the same thing, but inside it's garbage. And this is the guy who got with his friend's daughter, tried to pressure her into having an abortion. And then he gets in trouble for doing this on... Zoom.
Tubin is a verb.
This is the most 2020 thing I've ever seen in my life.
Tubin is a verb.
Tubin it.
Tubin it.
Jeffrey Toobin was tubing it on Zoom. People don't do this. He gets suspended. Then he's like, I didn't realize the camera was on.
He said he thought he muted the camera. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's not.
I thought the camera was muted.
That's not how any. What was Krusty the Clown's rules? There's only two rules for television. Don't swear. Don't whip it out.
Right.
That's it. So two rules of TV. He should know. He should know better. But it is. It is. I mean, and to see the spin on it is kind of funny. All these people who write for Vox are trying to defend him. How are you defending this? And the guy's just, I mean, he's got a history of being a horrible person. So I'm not, it's ridiculous. Stop. Just stop. No pun intended. All right, here. This, I have a couple of things that I also wanted to get into that we had to go over. We talked about the tax plan. So a couple of things. Cancel culture. They're mad at Chris Pratt because one of the dudes who is like one of the guys behind the Avengers movie is having a Biden-Harris fundraiser, and some of the Avengers cast are going to be there. It's interesting. Robert Downey Jr. isn't going to be there. His name isn't on there, and he ended up trending on Twitter yesterday because people were mad that he wasn't going to be there, and they accused him of being, you know, like they accused him of being a Trump supporter. Who cares if he is? He's never actually said it. Who cares, though? Nobody's going after Robert Downey Jr. I just have to point that out. But the people who are going to be there, of course, it includes Chris Evans, who's just an insufferable dweeb. Don Cheadle, who isn't, can't say what I think he is. He hates me, and he's been so ignorant to me. He has said some of the most awful things to me, Don Cheadle has. Horribly sexist, awful things. Scarlett Johansson's going to be there. She's never been a jerk, so I don't hate her. Paul Rudd's never been a jerk, so I don't hate him. Nor has Zoe Saldana. I don't care if people have their political leanings. Just don't be a douchebag about it, Mark Ruffalo, who's going to be there and who has been what I just said. So all these people are going to be there. Robert Downey Jr. is not going to be there, and nor is Chris Pratt. But everybody goes after Chris Pratt. I don't know why, but they did. Just decided they were going to. And then people got mad at Ice Cube. They got mad at Ice Cube because Ice Cube worked with the White House on some justice objectives. The contract with Black America. And CNN canceled his interview. And then he made fun of him for it. And then finally they brought him back on. And he and Ice Cube, it was Don Lemon apparently that canceled. Chris Cuomo brought him on. And he called Don Lemon some names and told him he didn't have any beans. And there you go. And then gave him the emoji finger. So he's got some opinions about Don Lemon.
Yeah.
I don't think people are going to come and try to cancel Ice Cube. Because normally I joke and I'm like, oh yeah, so-and-so will cut you. Pretty sure he actually will, though. Like, that's not like a saying. But I think he's also realizing that some people like to pose for optics and some people are legitimately serious about resolving things, you know? So it's very interesting. I found that fascinating. That back and forth.
I have some audio of Herschel Walker talking about Ice Cube in that situation if you want to hear.
Yeah, yeah, let's listen. I love Herschel Walker.
Yeah, he's good people.
I don't know anything about football, but I know Herschel.
Hello there. You can tell I'm at it again. Well, I've been asked many questions about Ice Cube, and I don't really know Ice Cube, but I know he was trying to do something great for the African-American community, and he's been ridiculed, he's been put down, and I think it's sad because it's not like he went to the Trump campaign only and said, hey, I need you to help me with the African-American community. He went to both campaigns, and the Joe Biden campaign told him, we will get back in touch with you after the election, which has happened to African American for years. We've been put on the shelf. Well, the Trump campaign jumped on it, and he never said he was supporting the Trump campaign. And like I said early on, I don't know him, but I think it's a shame that he will be put down for trying to help someone. One thing I do know, that our Lord and Savior,
See, he's, I mean,
does
he's right.
Show favoritism.
I mean, and I'm glad, good for him for sticking up for that. I mean, it's sad that you have to have like people stick up for other people just simply because they're trying to be fair and they're legit trying to figure something out and trying to have an impact. Because heaven forbid you work with the other side. I wrote that in Grace Canceled. You can't even work with the other side. You can't even find any common ground because you're considered like a traitor if you do. There's zero people. There's just like zero effort at really trying to resolve anything. None. Now, a couple of other things. This story here from NBC. Here's the headline. It says 8 million Americans slipped into poverty amid the coronavirus pandemic, according to a new study. And they looked at the devastating financial effect the pandemic has had on Americans. Okay. I don't think people just like slipped into poverty.
Pushed,
and some of them were, I think, kind of right on the cusp anyway. They didn't slip into poverty. This is hitting at the coronavirus relief, if they ever have, if Nancy Pelosi, if Chuck Schumer comes back, and if Nancy Pelosi decides that she's serious and wanting to resolve some of this stuff. But very... No one was pushed. And it says the study comes as new negotiations for a new coronavirus stimulus package have stalled. Americans are without relief. Gets into the previous, I guess, stimulus, you could call it that. They get into poverty, food insecurity. I said this yesterday, and I really mean it, that I don't really believe that Nancy Pelosi wants this resolved because the economic instability, that's, you know, the Trump is strong on the economy, and they've already tried using it against him. They've tried using it against him already by saying, oh, he's all these businesses. Well, I mean, you look at the economy because you couldn't handle the coronavirus. I mean, that's literally what, that's like one of the arguments that they've been lobbying against him. Well, look at the lockdown because of the coronavirus. As a result of this, you know, you have all these, we're making fantastic gains as it relates to employment. But the biggest thing is that the lockdown wasn't something that was pushed at a national level. The lockdown is something that all of these different officials and states across the country determined to do at various levels of severity. There were some areas where, was it in Michigan when you couldn't even go and purchase seeds? Isn't that, that was how Big Gretch got in the news in the first place, right? And then they had, you couldn't take a boat out onto a body of water if it had a motor, but if it was a canoe, then you were fine. Like really arbitrary stuff. And blaming the lockdown on Trump when he's actually been vocal against it, that is absolute gaslighting. Absolute gaslighting. And I mentioned that yesterday because of the Beastie Boys ad. Oh, in fact, what was it? I'm trying to find this headline actually right now. There was a headline about that bar owner that they did that ad on, the one that was in the Biden ad, and the Beastie Boys were like, yes, we will we'll license one of our songs for use in this ad, where this bar owner was blaming the president for shutting down the economy and making it like this was all their fault, etc. It was a Free Beacon piece, as I remember. I'll find it here because I was going to bring it up. But the long story short, it works to Democrat advantage the worse the economy stays, the longer that there's instability. But we have the housing market that's picking up and unemployment is now decreasing. So there are major gains that are being made right now. And I think you're also starting to see this reflected in the polls. I found this piece, Free Beacon. They talked about this bar owner, the struggling Michigan bar owner. He's actually a wealthy tech investor. And his startup, because he has a huge family inheritance, and that's how his startup happened. Oh, do you know that?
I didn't.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, that's how it started. He was a bar owner in the campaign ad. He's actually a wealthy tech investor, and his startup was seeded by a large family inheritance. And he did an interview with NBC affiliate Click on Detroit. His name is Joe Malcoon. the owner of Blind Pig. And he's the guy who was in the Beastie Boys ad. He's actually a rich dude. He's a tech guy. But they made him like he's a struggling bar owner and he can't. You know, you don't even have to like make it up. There are a lot of struggling business owners out there who are in the same position, but unfortunately, they're not Biden supporters. So I guess you got to make it up. Sad.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Catch the latest Dana podcasts, videos, and blog posts at the all-new DanaRadio.com.
Look me in the eye.
Where are you from?
I'm from Seattle, Washington, and I know I'm here to talk to you. I'm not here to talk to anybody.
Why doesn't Lindsey Graham?
She's an American.
He's getting
costumed. Seattle's a good example of how things have gotten out of control.
This is
exactly.
No, Seattle's wonderful.
Sir, you're an example of how things are getting out of control, sir.
Senator Tillis.
You want from me, sir. Sir, I pay your salary, sir.
Where are you from?
It doesn't matter where I'm from. I'm from the United States of America, sir. Where are you from?
What?
You sure are.
Sir.
And you're going to make my children... My daughter, who stood on the shoulders of giants, you're going to take her rights away by voting for this woman who's a racist?
Well, I'm enthusiastically going to support Judge Barrett.
Senator Graham, women deserve the right.
Why?
Because she's highly qualified.
Well, I'm enthusiastically going to support Judge Barrett. Who are these women? She stands on the shoulders of giants. Like, what are you even talking about? You're just, like, reciting random stupid phrases that don't mean anything. She stands on the shoulders of giants. What? What? Oh, my gosh. These people are nuts. Absolutely nuts. Just, what is the point? So, WNBA, the one of their, I guess, legendary players, I don't know, Sue Bird. She says that women's basketball isn't popular because players are predominantly black, unlike cute and white and straight soccer players. Nobody cares. It's because you bitch all the time. That's why. Everybody always complains. It's literally just like, I think they, I know, people know more about the complaints than they do about the actual playing on the court. And it's women's basketball. It's just not as interesting. That's my opinion. You can get mad about it, but guess what? Unless you're a bigot and you're intolerant and narrow-minded, realize that we exist in a country where there are a lot of opinions that are coexisting peacefully together. So be like the bumper sticker.
Coexist!
Really? Stop. Nobody, I don't know. So Bird is, and what's ironic is that she's in a relationship with Megan Rapinoe, that one very annoying soccer player who's constant. I don't care what you are, but it almost feels like unless you publicly affirm what someone is, you're denying it. I don't know. Stop seeking attention for something that you also say that you want privacy for. It just doesn't make sense. Just stop. Nobody cares. Just it. It's not popular because players are... There are a lot of very popular black athletes. So that... It's just women's ball. That's what it is. Am I wrong? No, Dana, you're not. You're totally right. Listen to these two blockheads. This is for today in stupidity. Yes, kick it.
That's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover. That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work.
That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now, partner.
I'll tell you right now, partner. Burp, burp, burp.
Oh, my gosh.
They have no patriotism whatsoever.
And also, they don't understand that it doesn't matter. The money is spent anyway. It's the training hours that they have to accumulate. That's what this is part of. They do these things because it's training for them. Yeah. And then Miley Cyrus is making a Metallica covers album. We're all going to cry about that tomorrow. No, 2020 couldn't get any worse. She's going to tube in it with the Metallica album. God bless. DanaLash.com.
Step into the world of power,
loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.